We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are one of only a handful of NFL teams without cheerleaders. But it wasn't always that way. Surprisingly, the Steelers were actually the very first NFL team to have a cheerleading squad. In 1961, Steelers entertainment coordinator William V. Day recruited co-eds from Robert Morris Junior College to help cheer on the floundering team. Eight young women, chosen on the basis of their appearance, personality, coordination, and gymnastic ability, made up the inaugural Steelerette squad. Donning modest, knee-length skirts and hard hats, the Steelerettes kept the fans' spirits high by performing energetic cheers and dance routines to live music along the sidelines of Forbes Field and Pitt Stadium. By 1962, the local media took notice as well, featuring the squad on a weekly TV show and in newspaper articles. As their popularity grew, so did the Steelerettes' responsibilities, making regular appearances at charity functions, hospitals, and local schools. By the late 1960s, the idea of professional cheerleading squads caught on with several other NFL teams. While the Steelerettes projected a wholesome image, the new generation of NFL cheerleaders followed the example of the more flamboyant Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. With the opening of Three River Stadium in 1970, a decision was made to disband the Steelerettes. When reporters asked Dan Rooney why, he replied, "We don't need them." And most Steelers fans agreed. Pittsburgh's about football, not the sideline entertainment. While the Pittsburgh Steelers are still without cheerleaders today, the Steelerettes alumni regularly meet at the Heinz History Center's Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum to reminisce about their experiences and cheer on the black and gold.